Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Hey, everybody, as you're doing on Facebook Live, everybody in radio land, you will hear me speaking to people and things of that nature. I am on Facebook Live tonight as well. And again, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. And tonight is going to be an awesome, awesome topic. The Lord kept putting this in my spirit. And the topic tonight is, how will you respond? But I just want to thank you again, appreciate you guys for taking the time out to share with us tonight and come on. But before we jump into the show and the topic, I want to thank our sponsors. I love my sponsors, I tell you. My sponsors are so talented. We have our Infographics. They take care of all of our graphics, all the photography. So if you've seen any flyers or any pictures, anything of me in the last 2 years, that's not by Infographics. And that's spelled APHOGRAFX. And you can reach out to them on their Facebook page, or you can actually call them at 706-489-6416. Hey, everybody, as you're joining on Facebook Live, welcome. So I'm thanking our sponsors and everything, and we're going to jump in because I want you guys to give me some feedback tonight. It's going to be interactive. All right, so don't y'all act like you're shy tonight. All right, so we also have our own business coach and travel ambassador, Cornelia Brown. She will get you your own travel, personal travel portal. So it's like having your own Travelocity, and she'll get that for you. All you have to do is give her a call at 404-786-0873 and tell her you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire and you want to get your own portal. She'll hook you up. So again, her name is Cornelia Brown. Her number is 404-786-0873. And tell her your name and email address, or leave her your name and phone number, and she'll take care of you. Bodyology does all of our infomercial, our commercial. You heard my song, my theme song. They actually redid my song. They did the music, everything. So if you're interested in an infomercial, commercial, or a jingle, Bodyology can take care of you there. And you can look them up at VAUDIOLOGY or 706-873-1519, but all of my sponsors have Facebook presence. And then we have our singing voice. Y'all heard that voice, right, that came on when with the song. That is Deidre Norvette, the one and only Deidre Norvette. We thank God for her. She and she and Bodyology teamed up and did that. So she actually did the singing and they did the music. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. Guys, go out and get Deidre's new EP. It's only, guys, it's less than the cost of a doggone value meal these days. You know, those things can get up there. But it's called This Is Me. Go out and support my sister. But we're going to jump into our topic tonight, and you guys need to interact with me, okay? the Lord was putting on my heart the topic tonight, and it's how will you respond? And I'm like, okay, Lord, where are we going with this? And so he was reminding me of how so many people have all these gifts, and their response. We're going to jump into that part too, so I'm not going to get ahead of myself. So many of you have been pregnant with purpose for far too long, okay? Some of you are overdue. Some of you are overdone, past done, however you want to say it. You're past your due date. So with that said, it's time for us to come forth and birth out these purposes. So how much longer are you going to be in that place? How much longer are you going to be at that standstill? So that's my question to you right now. So I'm going to ask you all a bunch of different questions, a bunch of series of questions, and you can actually respond through the Facebook Live, through chatting, or if you actually want to go on to the radio version where it's going to be recorded as a playback, because if you're typing online, of course, I'll read it for you, but if you know want your voice and want to be able to interact with me, go ahead and dial this at 929-477-2178. But I got a couple of questions for you guys, okay? So my first question is, God is calling us to live a purposeful life, a purpose-filled life. One of the things my spiritual father said one time was that he said God made a great investment in us, so it's time for him to get a good return, right? So if we're not living out to our full, in the fullness of what he's called us to be, of course, he's not going to get a great investment. So how much longer are you wanting to stand stagnant? How much longer are you going to stay in that place? Are you going to respond and actually live, right? No longer exist. So here's some more questions I have for you. Will you respond by not responding at all? Will you respond by not responding at all? So in other words, are you going to be non-responsive? Woo! It's tight, but it's right, y'all. Then also, will you respond with excuses? So will you have excuses on why you're not responding? Why? Well, you know, this is what's going on. This is what I've been through. And I'm not negating that you haven't been through it. However, what I'm saying is, will you use that as an excuse for you not to live out that purposeful life? Okay? Next question. Will you respond with questions? So are you going to answer the question with a question? So I've asked you three questions so far. Will you respond by not responding at all? Will you respond with excuses? Will you respond with questions? Now I'm about to go scripture on you guys real quickly. Will you simply do as Mary said did? And in Luke 1:38, she did it like this. The King James Version said this, "Be it unto me according to the word." So she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." So that's the King James Version. Now I'm going to read it to y'all in a couple of versions so y'all can get it. So you catch it what works for you or what actually speaks to your spirit. All right, New Living Translation says it like this. "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." So the same Luke 1:38, but in the New Living Translation, she says, "I'm the Lord's servant. May everything you've said come true." Okay? Now, that's New Living. Amplified says it like this. "May it be done according to your word." So Amplified says, "May it be done according to your word." The Message says it like this. "Yes, I see it now. I am the Lord's maid, ready to serve. Let it be with me just as you say." And then Aaliyah's translation, Miss On Fire to Inspire translation, Miss Purpose Midwife translation is this. "Yes, Lord, let's do it exactly as you say to do it. And this is what I'm here to be purposed to do, and this is what I'm here to fulfill. That's the purpose that you've placed in me to serve in the earth." So that's my translation of Luke 1:38, okay? That's my version of it. So many are still trying to understand their purpose, so they use the excuse or the reason to delay their yes. And all God is asking us for our yes, all we have to do is give him our yes. And after we give him a yes to how we're going to respond to living out that purpose, living out and getting the best life that he's called us to, then all we have to do is seek him and say, you know what, God, I don't know what you're calling me to. I don't really understand it. But if you're calling me to it, I know it's already. I'm going to give you my yes, and you're going to give me an answer. But, of course, you're going to seek him. You're going to speak to him. You're going to, you know, ask him, okay, what is it you want me to do? And then you're going to be still enough to hear him, because many times we're so busy and just rushing and just wait, just like talking to him, and then we move. But you got to be still enough to hear him talk back to you so you'll know what you're doing, right? So as we're waiting for some of you all to get your nerve up, okay, some of y'all are going to get the nerve up and respond back to some of my questions, how will you respond, or to anything that I've said to this point. But while you're getting your nerve up, you can actually dial in at 929-477-2178, or you can actually respond in just in the chat and on Facebook Live. But while we're waiting for that, I'm going to play Pregnant with Purpose for you guys from the On Fire to Inspire CD. Just to remind you that you are pregnant with purpose. Here we go.
Pregnant with Purpose. Pregnant with Purpose. Gestational period during pregnancy can be 9 to 10 months. How long have you been pregnant with your purpose? Has your due date passed? Are you now overdue? You must give birth to your purpose. It's not too late. It is your time. Don't delay. It's time to give birth to your purpose and your passion.
All right, so that was a piece from the On Fire to Inspire, the actual book, but that's the audio version of it. And so many of us are walking around here overdue because we've been pregnant with this purpose. He put it in us when before we were birthed, before we were born. So I'm wanting to ask, how will you respond? And your answer to me or your answer tonight may be able to help somebody else who's kind of like, I wanna say yes, but I don't know how to say yes. So I want you to respond in either the chat or those dialing in. I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 1 if you're ready to share. Somebody get the ball rolling, because I know y'all are trying to be shy, but not tonight. This is an interactive session. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, everybody. As you're joining. So tonight we're talking about how will you respond? Responding to living out that purposeful life, living out the purpose and a plan that God has predestined for you, and no longer sitting on the fence, no longer just in limbo, but just ready to live that life that God has called you to. So how will you respond? I want y'all to respond in either the chat or dial 929-477-2178, and we have a caller that is ready to initiate. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How you doing this evening?
Hello, Aaliyah?
Yes.
How are you? This is Sister Teresa.
Great evening to you, Sister Teresa. I'm great, and you?
How are you? I am doing well. I wanted to call in to just give some insight.
Okay.
As to how my life has been as far as answering and listening to what God says.
Okay.
I think that's a very good topic, because we sometimes don't want to step into our purpose because there are times that we might be afraid of success. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there might be times we are afraid of failure. So what if I get out there, not success? I've been there. I've been afraid of a failure, that what if, although I would be keenly listening to what God is to do, and I have just stepped out on faith, and how is it going to be paid? I don't know. Somehow, and it gets done. But I have found that when I adhere to what he tells me to do, I'll just walk out on faith.
Amen.
And just wait to see what he is going to do.
Amen.
And I won't say I don't need to make money in what I'm doing because I love what I do.
Right.
I have a passion for it. And I would like to make money, but I haven't gotten there yet. And I've been working on this for years, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep coming up with different things to do to try to gain interest in others. And I've been doing well, but not as well as I want to do.
Okay.
I have decided that my purpose might be to encourage others. My purpose might be encouraging others to tap into their purpose.
Okay.
Similar to what you're doing. Similar to what you're doing, Aaliyah.
Like a coach, and people that, hey, you can do this, you got this. Yes, definitely.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, one of the things that as we continue to give God our yes on living out this purposeful life or this purpose-filled life and no longer just trying to keep everything to ourselves, then the doors are going to open up for, you know, those different things to happen for you. You know, all you got to do is continue to call it forth because we got the power in our mouth. We just got to go ahead and use it. Right?
Yeah. Yes,
ma'am. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing and getting the ball rolling. Maybe people will stop being shy tonight and give us some feedback on how they will respond. And you know, that's going to help others who are kind of sitting down.
Okay.
One more thing that I wanted to share with you as well as others, but I know as I was listening to God share with me on, Mia says, keep allowing God to use you, Sister Teresa. She's so proud of you. That's what she's saying on Facebook Live.
I'm sorry. You were breaking up, Aaliyah. I didn't hear you.
Okay. Mia says, keep allowing God to use you. She is so proud of you.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Father.
Yes. One of the things that the Lord was giving me concerning a lot of his people, he said, awaken sleeping giants. And so when I woke up that morning and I heard him say that, he was like, awaken sleeping giants. So many people don't even know how to sleep. He said, but I charge you to awaken. And so everything that's been asleep, even in you, I charge it, I call it forth to awaken in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, I'm in total agreement with you that everything that has been dormant to awaken and come alive, because yes, you are a coach, but you're so much more. You're an awesome playwright. You're an awesome, even actress, because you teach all of us how to play our parts. So, and an awesome script writer as well. So there's so much more God is going to use you for.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being that light for all of us and being that that person, that trailblazer for many of us.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you again for calling in.
Okay. All right.
She's going to give somebody else an opportunity. All right, guys, so we are actually giving feedback. This is an interactive session tonight. So I am asking you guys, how will you respond? How are you responding to living out your life of purpose, no longer just being stagnant, no longer just allowing life to happen, but you're saying, okay, God, you and I is us, we're going to get this done. Because we're not getting any younger, okay? And when you're just living what you think you want to do, it's not fulfilling as living out what you know he's called you to. So awaken, sleeping giants. It's time for y'all to awaken. It's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to move. It's time for you, because there's so many people waiting on you to do what you do, because it's going to be an awakening for them. You're going to be for many. You're going to be that trailblazer that Sister Teresa has been for many of us, that has done some acting and things of that nature. I've acted in some of her plays, happened to be in a short film of hers, had an awesome, awesome time. So how are many of you, how are you responding? How will you respond? Are you going to let life pass you by? Are you going to sit and talk about our shoulda, coulda, wouldas? Are you going to complain? What are you going to do? How will you respond? I need your feedback, guys. So either type it in on Facebook Live, or you can dial in and do as Sister Teresa just did, 929-477-2178. 929-477-2178. Or type it in the chat, and I'll read it, and we'll kind of interact that way. Or if you have an iPhone, I'll bring you on the screen with me if you want to come on. But I want you to answer the question. How will you respond? Are you ready to live out the life that God is calling you to? Your life may not be called to a pulpit. When people say living a life of purpose, people automatically say, well, he's called me, but I ain't called to be a preacher. No, everybody ain't called to do that. But you're called to, maybe you're a marketplace minister. And when I say a marketplace minister, whatever you do best, you're called to do that in the place that you're in. You may be a doctor, but he's called you to be that marketplace. When I say marketplace, in that hospital setting, he's called you to be a light in what you do. For those who want to be entrepreneurs and you're afraid to step out on faith, what are you doing to take that next step closer to fulfilling that purpose that he's called you to? Even people who are gifted with their hands. You have people that, you know, they want to do hair. Even people who cater. What are you doing to walk that thing out? So it's time for you to awaken, sleeping giants, and let's make this thing happen. So if y'all want to chime in with the conversation, you can actually type it in on Facebook Live, or you can dial in at 929-477-2178. And the question is, how will you respond? How will you respond to living out a purposeful life, not just going to your 9-to-5 that you hate every day and coming home and just say, oh, I hate my job, and then you do that same cycle every day? That's not living. That's existing. It is time to awaken and move forth in the life that God has called you to. So whatever skill, you know, many things that you're called to or that's your gift, you don't even try to do it. It's just an innate part of you. It's an innate part of you. You just do it like you breathe. People used to tell me all the time, oh, Leah, you're so encouraging. You're always doing this and you're always doing that. And people notice your gift before you notice your gift. What is it that you're doing that, or people have told you, wow, you're great at XYZ or ABC, but you didn't even pay attention to it. Many times, and it's not all the time, but I'm going to be honest, I'm a transparent person. I did not see that in myself. It took that using people to say, hey, you never notice when you talk, people stop and listen, or you never know how people just engage. I tell you, I'll be in a store, and people just start talking to me, tell me their life story and everything, and it's just, that's just what I do, and I love it. It's a part of just, it's like I breathe. It's just me. I love people. I just love God. I love people. But what is it that you're doing to walk in that life of purpose? You have many people like my sister Ramonda that just joined in. Hey, Ramonda, that are like myself. We empower others. I am on fire to inspire you, but that is a part of who I am. It's not something that I try to do. It's not something that I try to be. It's just that gift of exhortation that God has given me that I operate in. So what are you doing? How will you respond? Are you going to respond by just continuing to be stagnant and hate your job and hate your life because you hate that job and you do nothing more? What are you going to do? So let's talk. Let's chat. Ramonda, help the people, girl. Help them out. Help them with how will they respond to walking in and walking out this life of purpose and not just settling anymore. Help them out. You want to come on the camera with me? I don't like bringing people on without asking them for permission. Anybody want to come on? I'm welcoming you on. You can chat if you want to, or I'll bring you on with me and let's talk. But tonight was an interactive session. I want to talk to you about how will you respond. It's time for us to make sure we're maximizing this life that God has given us, right? We're maximizing our life. We're maximizing this gift that He gives us each and every day. And like I said, there are many waiting on us to get in position and live out that purposeful life because we are the trailblazers for them, be it the entrepreneurs, be it the life coaches, the whatever it is that God is calling you to do, the authors, whatever He's called you to do or to be. You are that person that's going to be the awakening for somebody else. But for those of you who came on just now or came on later, I said it's time to awaken sleeping giants. So, sound. You can't hear? Hold on. I'm bringing it on. Can you see the invite, Ramonda? It says it's adding you on. Huh. It said it was adding you on and then it stopped. Okay. So the question tonight is, how will you respond? So again, the response is, how are you going to respond to living out your purposeful life? Are you going to respond by not responding? Are you going to respond by asking a bunch of questions or using a bunch of excuses? What's your response to living out a life of purpose? Thank you, Neville, for being here tonight, wide awake and listening. So, Neville, how will you respond to living out this purposeful life and no longer just allowing life to pass you by? Any words that you want to share? My radio audience people, press 1 if you want to share. And you don't have to give your name if you want to be anonymous. But this is an interactive session tonight. So many people are just, I'm telling you, I get to speak to so many different people, be it through events. Sometimes I get chats. And a lot of people just, they're just not happy because they're not living a life of purpose. They're just existing, they're working dead-end jobs, or they're working jobs that's beneath them because they don't realize their worth. But I submit to you that you are worthy of everything that's in your heart to do, that's everything that's in your heart to be. You are worthy of it, and you got to understand that you're worthy of it. So it's time for you to awaken, sleeping giants, and let's live this life of purpose. So what is it that you're going to do? How are you going to respond? Are you going to respond to God with, yes, I'm ready to live out a purposeful life? Are you going to use excuses of, well, you know, I have 10 children and I have to work these 5 jobs. And, you know, yes, I'm here to help build up others to live a life of purpose. Okay, so we have another person that's helping build others using that gift of exhortation. Anybody else want to share with us tonight the gift that you have or how you're responding? How are you using your gift to help others even? So like for me, I use my gift through the show, through speaking engagements, emceeing my books. And by the way, y'all go out and get On Fire to Inspire the book. It's coming in. It's available in ebook, paperback, or audio CD. And then we have the newest book, which is the 21-Day Mind Detox. And it is a devotional. You take one day at a time and put the words of life back into your spirit. Mia says, living a life for others is a big issue for many. It was once mine. Woo! Yes, Mia, you said a mouthful. Many people are living a life for others. They're living a life that, well, you know, my mama wanted me to be a doctor. Oh, my mama wanted me to be a lawyer. My mama wanted me to be a nurse like her. But is that what God calls you to do? Are you happy? Are you fulfilled with living that life that God has called you to, not necessarily what somebody else wanted you to be? Are you living out what he called you to be and what he called you to do? Mia, thanks for sharing that. That is so true. So, so true. People kind of just fall into that place of living somebody else's life or somebody else's dream. But it's time for you to live out that dream that God has placed on the inside of you. What are you doing? How are you responding? How will you respond to living that life of purpose? Hey, my brother, how are you doing this evening? Tonight's topic is how will you respond? So how are you responding to live that life of purpose for many, helping others, or helping even living that life of purpose for yourself? What are you doing to daily or even weekly move toward the life that God is calling you to? So that's the topic tonight. That's the question tonight. And again, if y'all don't want to get on Facebook Live and talk, then, okay, I'm getting a chat. It says some people lack desire for change. Thank you for that, darling. You are so right. So many people lack that desire for change. It's like, you know, they don't want anything more. They're complacent. And that complacency can be such an enemy to you. And let's see here. Sophia says, you'll never be fulfilled living the life others planned for you. At that point, you're just existing, not living. Girl, let me give you a hand. Yes, that is so true. When you're living a life for others, that is living truly in a place of existence. It's not living. It's just existing. Ramonda says, change takes more work than many will be willing to put in. Girl, let me give you a hand too. Yes, change does take work. But are you ready for it? Are you willing to say, you know what? I'm tired of this rat race. I'm tired of this being on this wheel of this cycle and this circle. It's time to move forth and actually live that life in your life. You know what? I love waking up every morning doing what I do. I love waking up morning feeling like my life is fulfilled, that I'm living and not just existing, because I've been there. I've worked that job that I thought I wanted and made good money, but the money, at some point, that money no longer gives you happiness. It gives you you're just there. You're making the money, but you're not happy with it. So what is it that God is calling you to do? What is it he's calling you to be? What is it that he purposed you in? And I tell people all the time, when I was praying and asking God about my purpose, because I wasn't, you know, I was like, okay, I did this because this is something I liked. But what is it that you called me to do? And this is the question I asked God. I said, what is it that you put breath in this body to be? And God, what is it that you put breath in this body to do? And as he starts showing me, because I asked him and I waited for him to respond, right? So as he starts showing me, and he starts showing me how I encourage people and how to use that gift, well, of course, I'm not going to tell y'all. I immediately said, oh, I'm on board. I said, what, God? You want me to write what kind of book? A book to encourage people. Okay. He said, I'm going to give you the words. Okay. And then he said, and then you're going to do an online radio show. And after that, he got me out of behind the scenes and said, you're going to get comfortable being in front of people through Facebook Live before I move you into TV. What, God? But he gave it to me in baby steps. And that's what he'll do for you. But you got to give him your yes. And after you give him your yes, you'll get so comfortable in what you're doing that because it's already in you to do. And you'll be like, whoo, I'm ready to do it again. So whatever it is that he's calling you to do, wake up. I summons you, sleeping giants, to wake up. It's time for you to awaken, arise, and move forth in the things he's calling you to. It's time for you to live that life of purpose. It's time for you to be happy every day you wake up. It's time for people to feel you to exude the very joy of who he is in you, people to see that and feel that life of him in you right out of your very pores, just seeping through your pores. You ask God if he's sure about what he says about you. Girl, yes. Girl, I like it. Yes. I mean, when I tell y'all, I could have, when I was in the school system and I was tutoring and doing things like that, I loved that because I was able to empower, and because that was one of the gifts that God gave me. He said that you are going to educate the kids, but you're going to empower the adult. Ooh, girl, let me tell you, I just got a text that said you must first know you're asleep. And yes, I'm glad you made that point because God said some of them are asleep and don't even know it. So thank you for reminding me of that. He said many are asleep and don't even know it. So I say, arise, sleeping giant. Those who have been asleep, I call you to awaken now through my voice. By the blood of Jesus, I call you to awaken now, because it's time for you to awaken. It's time for you to rise up. It's time for that thing that God has called you to, that he's purposed you for, to arise, to just come forth. I call you to come forth now. I'm telling y'all, I'm just so excited about seeing the things that I've been seeing, some of the people who've been giving me some of the testimonies that I've been getting. It's been like, wow. And I tell you, when you ask God, you know, God, show me me. Show me what you purposed me to do. Show me what you purposed me to be. When you start asking him things like that and he starts showing it to you, ooh, so the testimonies I've been getting, y'all make sure y'all continue to share me share the testimonies too, because it's just been such a blessing. And so the last 2 weeks, the Lord has not allowed me. I have lines of people lined up to be guests on the show, but the last 2 weeks, he said, nope, you cannot schedule people for those 2 weeks, because those 2 weeks, he would not give me the topic until the week of, but he would not allow me to schedule anybody either. So when you're walking in the purpose and you're being sensitive enough to listen to his voice, you're going to do what he's called you to. And it doesn't matter about a number. Don't get caught up in numbers. Get caught up in what your purpose is and what he's calling you to do, because numbers will mess you up. But when I tell you, when you're walking in obedience and you respond with your yes, even when you don't understand it, you just respond and say, God, you know what? I don't understand this. And even respond when you're fearful. Because when he told me to do this radio thing, I said, oh, Lord, I don't know nothing about this. I start giving all these excuses. But I did it fearful. I did it with the excuses. I still did it. And that's what he's calling many of you to do now. He's saying, even with the fear, because I didn't call you to fear. I didn't give you that. He said, but even in it, give me your yes and keep moving, baby. I promise you that'll fall off, that'll wear off, and you'll find that vigor. You'll find that boldness that I've already placed on the inside of you. So it's time for you to awaken, sleeping giants. Let's make it happen. Let's live out this life of purpose. Let's do these things, because, again, there's somebody waiting on you to awaken. There's somebody waiting on you to arise. There's somebody waiting on you to see that it can be done. Because as they see it can be done, they're going to move forth. They're going to no longer be stagnant. They're no longer going to just kind of sit idly by, because you're the person they're waiting on. So I need you to wake up. I need you to get up. And I need you to live out the life that he's purposed you for. No longer living out the life that someone else has told you that you're supposed to live, because they wanted to live their life vicariously through you. No, it's time for you to live out what he's called you to. Hey, woman of God. Hey, man of God. Welcome to the show. Tonight's topic is, how will you respond? So we're on our Facebook Live as well as on our online radio broadcast. But I'm excited. I'm excited for those who are awakening. I'm excited for those who have awakened, and that this broadcast is even, as God showed me, fueling that fire that's already on the inside of you. So if you're doing the things that he's calling you to, then that fire is just continuing to get even larger. It's even causing an even bigger spark Amen. So somebody just sent back, somebody, girl, yes. Amen. Wake up and let's build this world. All right, now, let's wake up and build it. Yes, yes. It's time for us to be builders. It's time for us to build up each other. It's time for us to even help each other to the point where you see your sister lagging in a place, or you see your brother lagging in a place that that's not them, or you have a gift that they have, or whatever your gift is, encourage them. It's no longer time to be competitive. It's time for us to collaborate and push each other forward, because it's time for us to do the things that he's calling us to. I promise y'all, if you just do it and you just give him your yes, I can't even begin to give y'all what's on the inside of me right now, because I'm so, when I tell y'all I could get up and run right now, because there's an excitement in my spirit, because there's so much greatness even on this broadcast. I mean, I feel the spirit of the people that are on, the spirit of the people that are online. I'm just feeling what he's placed on the inside of you, and I want you to see yourself as he sees you. See yourself successful. See yourself worthy, and don't measure success by a number or a financial means, but see yourself as what he's calling you to be, and all of the rest of that will follow. So don't get caught up in what man sees. Get caught up in what he sees. See yourself through his eyes. I declare that you're taking the blinders off now, that your ears are now open, and that you're listening to his voice to move forth in the things that he's calling you to. Yes, remind the girl I'm dancing to, right? I'm telling you, there was a word that the Lord gave me on Sunday. He said that there was a supernatural supernatural charge. I think that's what he said. There was a charge that's being like a spiritual electrical charge, so to speak. So I'm calling that forth for each of you that are moving forth with a vengeance, so to speak, moving forth in that boldness that God is calling you to, because it's here. It's now. How will you respond? That's been our topic tonight. Anybody else have, want to come on 929-477-2178? Press 1. I'll bring you on live. If you want to bring me to bring you on Friday Inspire Live, you can actually come on live with me on Facebook Live right now, or you can chat and I'll read it and we can discuss. But I'm not going to prolong the time, but I am going to be respectful of your time. But I tell you, I'm excited for you. I'm excited about what God is doing through you and your obedience. I thank God for your obedience as you have given him your yes, and I'm in agreement, total agreement with you as you're doing what he's calling you to. I applaud you that you're walking out of that place of complacency. I applaud you that you see yourself worthy. I applaud you as you move forth in this place of destiny and purpose that's fulfilling the purpose and a plan for your life. A charge to keep I have, I got to glorify. Amen, Mia. So I charge you to move forth in the boldness. I charge you to move forth in a life of purpose, no longer existing, but living the life of purpose that he's called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I've enjoyed you guys tonight. Thank you for your time. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, and I'll talk to you then. Thank you again for listening.